Wir sind SBS German. Weitere Inhalte finden Sie auf sbs.com.au/German.
Als am 14. Dezember in Bondi zwei Terroristen eine Chanukka-Feier angriffen und 15 Menschen ermordeten, war das der schlimmste Anschlag in der Geschichte Sydneys. Doch aus dieser Tragödie ist eine Bewegung entstanden. Rabbiner Yossi Friedman steht seit 3 Wochen täglich, 3-mal vor dem Bondi Pavilion, um 7.30 Uhr am Morgen, um 13 Uhr und um 19.30 Uhr. Er liest die Namen der Getöteten vor, teilt ihre Geschichten und fordert Konsequenzen im Umgang mit Antisemitismus. Die Blumen vom ersten Trauermeer sind längst verschwunden, doch die Menschen kommen weiterhin. Zehntausende haben die Mahnwachen inzwischen besucht. Rabbiner Friedman erklärt, warum ihm das Gedenken so wichtig ist.
We want to keep the names and the legacies of the heroes, not the victims, but the heroes. We want to keep them alive. You know, so many of those who were murdered actually weren't running away from the bullets. They were sheltering others, even running towards the bullets, towards the attackers. They were heroes. They were the best of us. And, you know, from the day after the tragedy, when I came here first thing in the morning and people started to lay flowers and in front of the pavilion here, it became really the main vigil, the main memorial area. I just decided that we need to repeat the names. And then I only had 5 or 6 names. The others weren't known. They weren't released to us yet. And, you know, I stood up and said those few names, shared a little story to make it relevant for people, to humanize the situation, and then have kept doing that ever since. And whilst the flowers may not be here anymore, people are still coming, which is beautiful to see. The solidarity that we saw in that first week has continued, and people are still coming 3 times a day to hear the names being read and to hear the stories being shared. Because, it's so important that we reclaim the beautiful Australia that we know it to be, not the darkness that we saw. And we saw that the past 2.5 or nearly 3 weeks now has been just beautiful in terms of the solidarity. People of all faiths, religions, backgrounds, organizations have come to stand shoulder to shoulder with the Jewish community, with the local Bondi community, all as one, sisters and brothers in humanity, all standing side by side.
Friedman hat seit dem Anschlag Tausende von Menschen getroffen, aus Sydney, aus ganz Australien, sogar aus dem Ausland. Manche Begegnungen haben ihn besonders tief berührt. Eine Geschichte handelt von seinem ermordeten Freund, Rabbiner Eli Schlanger.
I was sharing a little story about one of the murdered, my dear friend, Rabbi Eli Schlanger. And I had just been to his funeral, and it was on the Wednesday that followed the tragedy. And I came straight back here to the memorial, and I stood up in front of, you know, the crowd who were here laying flowers. And I announced, I went through the names, and I said, I've just come back from Rabbi Eli's funeral, and this is what the atmosphere was like. I gave a little report. And then I gave a story. I said, you know, I just heard in the eulogy an example about Rabbi Eli that I think is very meaningful, that he would go and he would visit one person in prison and he would travel 4 hours each way to get there and back on his day off. He would go and visit just one person in prison to lift up one spirit. And that was the kind of person that he was. Anyway, I gave that story and I said a prayer and then I stepped backwards and everyone went back to, you know, silence and laying flowers. And then a gentleman came over to me and he was quite tall. He was full of tattoos. And with tears in his eyes, he said, I want you to know that story you just shared, I was that inmate. I was the prisoner that Rabbi Eli used to go and visit. And when I heard about what happened with my Rabbi Eli, I was so broken. I felt I have to do something and I came here. And then I heard you share that story. And I feel like my Rabbi Eli is still with me. And we both cried.
Die vergangenen 3 Wochen beschreibt Friedman als emotionale Achterbahnfahrt zwischen Schock, Trauer und der wachsenden Frage nach dem Warum. Denn es gab Warnungen vor einem möglichen Anschlag. Die jüdische Gemeinschaft und viele Australier und Australierinnen fordern jetzt Antworten.
Well, the Jewish community, all of those impacted by this tragedy are all demanding the same thing, and that is a royal commission. They want accountability at the highest of levels. They want to know exactly how come there were so many warnings and messages from intelligence agencies actually saying that something like this may happen. And why were the warnings not heeded to? And where did that information go? again, it's not about assigning blame per se. It's about restoring trust in our leaders and in our government. We need answers. We want to feel safe in Australia. And so please give us the answers.
Doch Friedman geht es nicht nur um Aufklärung. Er sieht seine täglichen Mahnwachen als Teil einer größeren Mission. Einer Mission, die das jüdische Volk seit Jahrtausenden verfolgt.
The mission statement for us as Jewish people, it comes down to one word, and that is light. And it's, you know, perhaps no coincidence that the forces of darkness tried to attack us and did attack us and murdered 15 of us on our festival of light, which is Hanukkah, which we celebrate, you know, the Jewish mission and strength and resilience. And we light candles. You know, it's a festival of joy and peace and love for all peoples. We try and take messages. How can we bring light into the world? And that we see as our mission. And so, yeah, they attacked us. And right before we were about to light the first candle of the festival, but we've always continued to light. Even in the darkest of times, we've always lit a candle to expel that darkness. And we have and will continue to do so. We've done it for 3,500 years or longer, and we'll continue to. We've experienced persecutions, pogroms, holocausts, expulsions, and we've always bounced back. But I want to say how grateful we are because, you know, our non-Jewish sisters and brothers, the majority of Australia have really stepped up and, you know, found their voices and been vocal and stood with us. And I just want that to last. And that's the reason why I'm continuing these vigil readings every day, because I want it to remain real and relevant to people and really form a movement of people, non-Jews and Jews, together as one. We're one humanity, we're one Australia. We need to reclaim the beautiful Australia.
Als der Abend über Bondi hereinbricht, stimmt die Menge gemeinsam ein, jüdisch und nicht-jüdisch, Einheimische und Besucher. Eine Gemeinschaft, die sich weigert, der Dunkelheit das letzte Wort zu überlassen. Rabbiner Friedman will die Namenlesungen über die gesamten 30 Trauertage fortsetzen, die im Judentum besondere Bedeutung haben. Seine Botschaft ist eindringlich. Dieser Moment muss ein Wendepunkt sein. Für ein Australien, in dem sich alle sicher fühlen können. Das war für SBS Audio Barbara Barkhausen.
Liken, teilen und kommentieren Sie unsere Inhalte bei facebook.com/sbsgerman.